Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we invite our favorite musicians or music-related people, the guest DJ for an hour. And that's what we have this week. It's Eric Wofford. He started the Austin recording studio Cacophony Recorders about 15 years ago, and ever since, he's been a big part of the local scene. Eric has produced or engineered records by the Black Angels, Bill Callahan, Explosions in the Sky, and dozens more. And this hour, he gives us a tour of his own music, both the stuff he's influenced by and also the stuff that he's been working on at Cacophony Recorders. You can learn more about Eric and see his playlist at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX in the feature section. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Eric Wofford from Cacophony Recorders, and this is My KUTX. The first song I'm going to play is a band that has influenced many musicians that I work with and also influenced me to start playing in a band and eventually work my way into recording bands. It's off of the first Velvet Underground album. And even though most of the album is very noisy and weird, this one is just kind of the calm beginning. So here's Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know.
And I would
tired. We had walked and we had scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders. In the blue August noon, in the cool August noon, over the nights and through the fires, we went surging down the wires, through the towns and on the highways, through the storms in all their thundering. In the cool August noon, in the cool August noon. Then we rested in a desert where the bones were white as tinsel, and we saw St. Elmo's fire splitting irons in the ether.
This is Eric Wofford from Cacophony Recorders, and this is My KUTX.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is Eric Wofford from Cacophony Recorders, and I'm a guest DJ tonight. This is my KUTX, and that was one of my all-time, if not the all-time favorite band, My Bloody Valentine, with Only Shallow. And before that was Brian Eno's St. Elmo's Fire, and before that was Velvet Underground, Sunday Morning. And those three artists kind of encapsulate a lot of what drew me into music at an early age. And I think what kind of really attracted me to music like they make is that there are elements in there that you can't quite identify. And it's just something you've never heard before. It's, you know, anything from the sample in that last song that I still have not figured out what it is that kind of comes in the instrumental chorus, or Robert Fripp's guitar and Brian Eno's song, or even the Glockenspiel on Sunday Morning. You know, it's just little elements you don't normally hear in a rock song that just kind of caught my ear and decided, made me feel like I wanted to be involved in music. So those were some of the kind of early inspirations that drew me into music. And I want to share with you now a couple of artists and songs that are more current productions that kind of piqued my ear when I first heard them. And the first song is by the Alabama Shakes. And I was never much of a fan of them before, but their latest record came on and it just kind of blew me away with its gritty sound and dynamics and just inventiveness with the mix and production by Sean Everett and Blake Mills are the engineer and producer on this, and just really special song. So here's Alabama Shakes, Give Me Your Love.
Yeah! this morning.
Hey, this is Eric Wofford from Cacophony Recorders, and this is my KUTX. This is Eric Wofford from Cacophony Recorders, and this is my KUTX. I am a producer engineer here in town that runs a recording studio called Cacophony Recorders, and I'm here to just share with you some inspirations of mine in, not only production, but also engineering and, just sounds and all that sort of stuff. So that last track was Brassbed, and that was recorded by my good friend Danny Reich here in town. And he actually recorded that song at my studio, Cacophony Recorders. Before that was Beck off of his newest record, and that song was called Morning. And I really, really respect Beck a lot because he refuses to get pigeonholed into one particular style or, just whatever he does is always a surprise. And that last record of his was produced by himself, and he played just about everything on it and had the immensely talented Tom Elmhurst mix it and just come up with this gorgeous record that I'm very proud, just very happy to say that it won the Grammy for Album of the Year. So next, I'm going to shift gears to playing some stuff that, that I've worked on over the years that has meant a whole lot to me. And the first track goes back quite a ways. It's over 15 years old, and I believe I did it before I had my studio over on the east side, and I was a DJ at KVRX, and there was this new band that me and a friend of mine were really into called My Morning Jacket, and they were on Darlow Records at the time. It was their first record, and when they came to town, they played at Room 710 to about 20 people, and we became pretty good friends and did some recording at KVRX. And this recording is just a solo acoustic performance by Jim James in basically an echo chamber. Because when we were at KVRX, it was in an old student health center, and there was a X-ray room that was not very big. It was probably 15 by 15, but it had tile walls and tile ceiling, and it sounded like a concert hall. And just put him in there with an acoustic guitar, and I think he would agree if you were to ask him. He's always said this is one of the best recordings of his voice he's ever heard. So here's a Bermuda Highway.
Sometimes I walk around town looking at faces, wondering why their bodies go to silly places. Walking past copper mills, looking in and taking stills, your ass it draws me in like a Bermuda highway. Oh, don't carve me out. Don't let your silly dreams fall in between crack of the bed and the wall. Oh, two times I fell asleep in a dirty basement, snoozing in cobwebs and the cement. Sometimes I wonder why that meat guy got all the fame. Maybe I'm to blame for his short, bitter life. Don't your silly dreams fall in between. Crack of the bed and the wall. Oh, don't carve me out. Don't let your silly dreams fall in between. Crack of the bed and the wall.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Eric Wofford from Cacophony Recorders, and this is my KUTX. This next track is The Black Angels with Rocky Erickson. Hey, this is Eric Wofford from Cacophony Recorders, and I'm doing a little guest DJ slot tonight, sharing with you some songs that have been special to me in my path towards recording bands. That last track is probably one of the most haunting tracks I've ever done. I recorded the first two Black Angels records, quite a while ago. And then a couple years ago, they had the idea of, using some old demos of Rocky Erickson to, create a, kind of lost 13th Floor Elevators album. And so, they had all these strange old recordings. As far as I know, that was recorded in the Austin State Hospital on a cassette recorder dictaphone type thing with, you know, whatever acoustic guitar he decided to pick up and, you know, pretend to tune. And we just kind of tried to recreate a, you know, like something like a cassette that was thrown out in the trash and, you know, just was real dirty and raw and haunting. And I don't know, it's kind of a magical song there. Ended up on the 7-inch that I think came out for Record Store Day a couple years ago. So that's a pretty special track. Before that was a band called The Black, and they were one of the first bands that kind of gave me full rein on what to do with their record. It's still got a special place in my heart. So next up, I'm gonna play a couple tracks that are more current works of mine, and this next track is by a wonderful human being named Adam Torres, and he has a record coming out on Fat Possum in September, and this is a sneak peek off of that album, and it's called High Lonesome.
Open plain.
Hey, this is Eric Wofford from Cacophony Recorders, and I'm a guest DJ tonight, sharing with you some songs that have inspired me and that I've also worked on over the years as a producer and engineer at Cacophony Recorders. And if you liked what you heard tonight, you can find the full episode and my playlist at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX. That last track was Nathan Felix, who is a untrained composer that hired an actual orchestra to record his piece, and that was a joy to work on. And the last track I'm going to leave you with is one of my favorite local bands that I've worked with, so much so that we had them play at our wedding about a month ago. And this is Golden Dawn Orchestra Disco. And thank you very much, KUT, for having me tonight.
Thank you.